Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Last Best Friend, written by George Sims, with an introduction by Martin Edwards, read by David Thorpe. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26, 2JT. My name is Death. The last best friend am I. Robert Southey. Somehow, in the case of Jews, I always suspect suicide. James Joyce. Introduction. The Last Best Friend, set mainly in the London of the swinging 60s, was written in the days when John le Carré and Len Deighton were making a name for themselves. George Sims never became as famous as his two illustrious contemporaries, but 20 years after its publication in 1967, this novel was included by H.R.F. Keating, one of Britain's leading crime fiction critics, in Crime and Mystery, the 100 Best Books. The accolade reflected Sims' ability to appeal to the discerning. Graham Greene, for instance, encouraged him to publish his first novel, a book whose admirers included Evelyn Waugh, Frank Swinnerton, and Frederick Raphael. Yet, since Sims' death in 1999, his work has been largely forgotten. Half a century after The Last Best Friend first appeared, this British Library reissue gives a new generation of readers the chance to take a look at the book that Keating so enjoyed. The story opens on an August afternoon in Paddington. A small man is standing on a ledge outside a window 10 floors above the street. Dizzy and frightened, he plunges to the ground, uttering a single short cry, a noise which did not sound particularly human, simply the ignominious yelp of an animal encountering death. After this bleak beginning, which takes up little more than a page, there is a sudden switch of setting and mood. We are in Corsica at the same time on the same day, and Ned Balfour, a middle-aged dealer in manuscripts and autograph letters, is in bed with a girl called Bunty, who is young enough to be his daughter. Balfour manages to avoid discovery by Bunty's mother, although his satisfaction is short-lived. He and Bunty are disturbed by the arrival of a postman bringing a telegram. It comes from Balfour's closest friend, Sammy Weiss, who says he wants advice on a terrible decision. Sammy, it turns out, was the man on the ledge. A second telegram from Balfour's estranged wife, Barbara, tells him that Sammy is dead and sends him...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?